Good morning, good morning, and good morning again, Baltimore. Kai here with another Hezekiah Moment. Week two of celebrating authors. Again, this is a Hezekiah Moment, week two of celebrating authors. And I will say that we had a fantastic time, and I finally got it right, with Miss Kimya Scott. She is a marketing strategist, marketing and social media strategist, and we were discussing her and, you know, what she does in her book, I'm on Social Media Now, What Do I Say? We are now again into week two of celebrating our authors this Christmas season, and this week I will be introducing Miss Ebony Truss, who's the author of two books, if I'm correct, Fabulous New Life, and the one that's soon to be coming out, which we will discuss on the show this week, The Significant Factor. That's a hard word to say and actually spell, too. But her second book, which will be coming out, is called The Significant Factor. I just want to give you a little information about our next author, just to make sure that you tune in on Friday. But again, before we go on, let's always start off with prayer. Please forgive me. Dear Heavenly Father, we just graciously bow down to you. Thank you, Lord, for our lying down. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up to this another beautiful morning of December 7th, 2015, as this year is winding down. We just thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for love, for bringing us this far, Lord. Continue to bless all the authors that gracious with their presence on the platform of the man and the mayor. Continue to humble me and let me stand in the back as they give their story, their testimony about their life and about why they wrote their book and how they want their book to impact society, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in our lives. Continue to bless those who know you. Continue to bless those who don't know you. Continue to bless the poor, the homeless, those who are sick, Lord. Continue to bless the churches in the Baltimore surrounding area. Bless the people that are going through right now, Lord. Bless the mothers who are losing sons, the mothers who are losing daughters, the sons who are losing mothers. Bless those who are just losing someone in their life right now, Lord. We wake up to a day, but we never know what other people are going through. Continue to bless this ministry of the man and mirror. Help me in the show just to keep it going for your glory. We will always give you glory, honor, and praise. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as I said, I'm just going to give you a little bit about Miss Ebony Truss. You know, but we do want you guys to tune in on December 11th, 2015 at 9 p.m. You can call in by 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/themanandthemirror. And you'll get the whole story about this wonderful young lady who's keeping it real in her own way. And as we talk about Miss Truss, she is described as engaging, anointed, powerful, fiery, passionate, and hilarious. God has given Ebony L. Truss the task of rescuing women who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Besides being an empowerment speaker and best-selling author, she is a life and business mentor to women and a few privileged men. Understanding that one's personal life and one's business endeavors are tied to one another, she helps women fully connect to themselves in order to fully commit to their business. So now, with that said, we just want you to tune in again on Friday night, December 11th, 2015, December 11, 2015 at 9 by calling in at 917-889-2271. And I'm just excited this month. I'm getting into knowing a lot of knowledge. I have some books that I'm going to have to read and reread and just, you know, get to know some people. Because this is, you know, we are celebrating these authors this year because, you know, we have to celebrate people who have committed themselves to write. Writing is not easy. As, you know, as people have told asked me, well, how long did it take you to write your book? Well, I wrote mine on and off for 3 years, and I'm actually in a remaking effort of my book right now, or should I say remaking season of my book right now. So, but that's another episode, because we'll continue those episodes as well. But I want you to tune in and listen in about Ebony Trush, how she is empowering, and she's on a mission, and that's basically another ministry of empowering women with their, you know, about her books. And this one is about juggling basically your business as a young entrepreneur, your business and your personal life, because that is a hard thing to do, especially if you're, as one author put, if you're a lonepreneur or someone who's just doing it by yourself. But I'm going to give you some information because I logged in on her website, and her website is www.ebonietruss.com. Excuse me, www.ebonietruss.com. And one of her books is Fabulous New Life. Again, I repeat that. That is Fabulous New Life. Fabulous New Life is an anthology of real-life stories from 28 women around the United States who have overcome harrowing odds, compiled by thought leader April Franks Hunt. Contributors share with the readers their joy, triumph, and lessons, and hope to inspire other women to live a more extraordinary life. I am honored to be one of those co-authors in this book, and I invite you to take the journey with myself and other contributors. In my chapter, I discuss how I failed my first time stepping out and making a major move in business. Not only did I fail, but I failed miserably and publicly. However, I include it in our best-selling book because I know you need to hear that failure is not final feedback. And I repeat, I like that. I know you need to hear that failure is not final, only feedback. Many times in life, as we travel these paths, many people will say, when you fall, when you fail, when you make a mistake, that's the end, that, you know, you have to give up hope. You have to stop. But let me tell you, the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets up. And I truly believe that when she is saying that, she is saying that, yeah, she fell, she made a mistake, but she got up. She didn't lay in the mud. She didn't paddle about it. She was humiliated. But that's why I say we need to listen to her and her story, because we have to find out that, you know, when we fail, we need to hear that failure is not final, only feedback. That means that's only say, hey, look, okay, I messed up this time, but guess what? I'm going to take that information and regurgitate it, learn from it, and keep moving. You know, Satan has a thing that when he puts failures, when he puts things in our way, he wants that to be, as the song goes, you know, he wants that to be our final destination. But the devil is a liar, and I'm telling him that right now. You are a liar, is not in you. You know, failure is not always final. So we have to remember that, you know, because I want you guys, if you remember that, you may get a little surprised. You know, we have some giveaways that we're doing. So we want to make sure you guys have a few gifts or something from the Man in the Mirror as we're doing these episodes of authors, because many of you are thinking about writing a book or want to know how to write a book. You can talk to our authors online as where you can discuss these things and in the chat room, because Michelle will be manning the chat room. Whichever you want to do, just contact us. Now, you can contact me on our new line, which I'm going to continue to put up for H.L. Montgomery, is 888 501-8650, extension 780. And it's on the website at www.hezekiahmontgomery.com as well. And I'm actually working on a new website that that's going to be bigger and better as we're about to launch some greater things as we're moving ahead in 2016. But again, that line, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can call in at 888-501-8650 and leave a message, and we'll definitely get back to you. Or if you have some comments or questions, please give us a call, because I'm definitely excited about everything that the Lord is doing in my life right now. And I'll just throw in a new hint, because I don't want to, you know, as I said, I'm doing other shows about the makeover of Rediscovering Kai. So, again, I'm excited about that, because as you're talking to Ty, purposely creative publishing, and emailing back and forth with her, it is just a great honor to have her authors on our show and have her doing the makeover of Rediscovering Kai, because she's opening my eyes to bigger and better things. She's helping me think outside the box, because I know I'm the type of person, I get stuck in the box, and I need someone to take a knife and cut that box, cut it up, I'll be honest, cut it up until I can't try to tape it up, because, you know, men, we try to tape things up, fix things up, and continue to use it. But I needed Ty to take a knife and just cut this box until she says, okay, I need you to think bigger. I need you to think better. But again, this is not that show. That is going to be Wednesday morning show. And I forgot to tell you guys, I'm actually getting up early, because I have, in the next couple of weeks, I'm actually taking a course. So I'm going to be doing a couple morning shows, like between 6 and 6:30, twice a week, plus our, you know, Friday night show. So, yes, Kai is keeping busy, but God is good, because he's just helping me move up to bigger, better, and greater things. But, again, you can call in on Friday night at 917-889-2271 to talk to Miss Ebony Truss. Because she is, we are celebrating week two of Celebrating Authors this Christmas season 2015. And don't forget to go on my Facebook page, where I have the YouTube video, and it's titled New, because I redid it, Celebrating Authors, The Man and the Mirror, TMITATM, The Man and the Mirror, Celebrating Authors this Christmas season 2015, because we want to celebrate these people who have, you know, graced us with their presence. And this is my thank you for them. And we have bigger and better things to come. But hold on, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back with more of A Hezekiah Moment, week two of Celebrating Authors. We are back live with a Hezekiah Moment, week two of celebrating authors, and we are just giving some brief information through this show, preparing you for Miss Ebony Truss. Her job is to empower women so they will know that failure is not final. If we make mistakes, we get up, we move on. That's just redirecting us in another direction. And I'll quote it for her, failure is not final, only feedback. That's a beautiful quote, and I'm actually going to put that in the event page so you guys will know that, hey, failure is not final, but just a setback. Only feedback, I'm sorry. And her other book that we're going to be talking about is called, which is coming soon, The Significance Factor. I've been trying to look, get some information about it, but unfortunately it's a new book. It's coming out. It's called The Significance Factor. And she asked the question, what legacy will you leave behind? Do you matter to those around you? Have you really pushed yourself to realize your greatness? If you're unsure how to answer these questions, it's time to take action. And the significance factor is straightforward. It's a straightforward, no-nonsense guide to how to define your unique influence and take the necessary steps to make a lifetime impact. Ebony L. Truss challenges you to live your significance unapologetically through five key principles: decision, definition, dissection, direction, and domination. The five D's. Again, I repeat that. Ebony L. Truss challenges you to live your significance unapologetically through five key principles: decision, definition, dissection, direction, and domination. Ebony teaches you how to look past the setbacks and labels you have created for yourself and step into the spotlight that you deserve. You were created with a divine purpose, but it's up to you to use the gift God gave you to live the internal life that others won't, to live an internal life that others won't forget. Whether you're stuck in a comfort zone or you haven't yet realized your worth, this book provides the push that you need to move forward to create a life full of potential, intention, significance. Decide that you matter and start working toward a legendary life and death. So, yes, this is going to be a good book, because when we fail, it's not final. It's a setback. In other words, to me, it's just an unpleasant, what is the word? Okay, well, you set back for now. By Friday night, I'll have the word. But, you know, she's basically saying everything is not final. It's just a setback, and I'll just leave it there. So tune in Friday, December 11th, 2015 at 9 p.m. Call in at 917-889-2271, 917-889-2271, and talk to our guest, Miss Ebony Truss. She, you know, she's a fantastic person, and she seems to be a bright and brilliant young lady. So I'm looking forward, because I too have had setbacks in my life, but and you'll always hear me say this. The Lord told me a long time ago, fear is not an option. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Bible also says that man looks, and my pastor preached about this the other day, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. We have to know that, yeah, we made mistakes in our life. We failed tremendously, but that wasn't a failure. It was just a setback. So we can't get to the point that when we do fail, that we think it's the end of the world. I'm sure you guys know and have made mistakes, and we want our children to also know that, you know what, life isn't always, when we make mistakes, we get up. We don't sit there, we don't play around in it. We get up and we move on. And that is what I want you guys to learn from this fantastic young lady, because she, as I'm putting this quote in there, she is the young lady to be reckoned for. Because when you quote something like that and you're telling folks, hey, look, we all make mistakes, but our mistakes don't determine our future. The society wants you to say, yeah, you made a mistake, and that is your future. No, that was just a mistake. It's not for me for the rest of my life. It was just a mistake. The Bible does say all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we have to remember that, yeah, I made a mistake, but that mistake does not determine me. That failure was just a setback, because once I reorganize and regroup, I'm coming back. And when I come back, I'm coming back stronger than ever. What we want to know, we want to find out, you know, more about the significance factor. And remember the five D's. And if anybody can remember the five D's, and the Lord just gave me this, you know, I will send you a free, one of my free T-shirts from, which is going to be a almost like a collector's item shortly after we do the new book. But one of our free T-shirts from the man, Rediscovering Kai. And I'm going to bring that information to you again to make sure that you remember from the significant factors. And they are the five D's. And I read that statement again. It says, Ebony L. Trust challenges you to live your significance unapologetically through five key principles. Decision. Definition, dissection, direction, and domination. Again, she challenges you to live your life. Don't apologize. Unapologetically through five key principles. Decisions, definition, dissection, direction, and domination. So, if you remember these five in that same order, what I'm going to do is send you, when you call in at 917-889-2271, I don't have, I will send you one of our, one of my T-shirts from my book, Rediscovering Kai. And it's soon to be a collector's item, or shall I say, ancient, because I'm actually making a new shirt after I get the new book together. So it's going to be a collector's item shortly. But again, if you remember these five words, the five D's, which are the principles in her book, decision, definition, dissection, direction, and domination, then you will be able to get for a gift one of my T-shirts from Rediscovering Kai. But again, tune in on the 11th of December, 2015 at 9 p.m., calling in at 917-889-2271, and join Nichelle and I as we welcome Ms. Ebony Trust to the Man in the Mirror platform. And guys, you have been great. I've had a good time with you guys. This has been another Hezekiah moment. And this is, again, Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off. And I will see you, the mirror.